Hi, this is Tim Freund, and this is Notes of a Real Estate Conversation. So you've made the decision it's time to sell. You've hired a realtor to advance this cause, and now you have to prepare your home for sale. There's several things that you can do to get more money that don't cost a lot of money, but none is more important than cleaning. This may sound obvious and ridiculous, so let me elaborate. When I mean clean, I mean really clean. To a buyer, clean tells them the seller's taken pride in their home, and if they've done a great job of keeping it clean, perhaps they've also done a great job with the maintenance of the home. Clean also means they can move right in. Upgrades, no upgrades, if it's clean, they can move in. If the home isn't clean, no one is moving in, not until it's been cleaned. This takes time, and time is money. Your money. Money you're leaving on the table because the home wasn't clean enough. So here are some tips about cleaning. Take a granite counter, for example. If you have expensive granite counters, don't ignore them. They should never be sticky or gritty. If you have granite counters, wipe them down with a clean sponge or a cloth and then dry them. Then use a product like Granite Gold to really polish them up. A clean granite counter should feel smooth and polished to the touch, and when you look at it in the light from a low angle, you shouldn't see any white marks. Make sure you feel under the bullnose too. This is where sticky likes to hide, and your buyer will notice. If you have tile, attack the grout. For some kitchens, you'll need to bring in outside help in the form of steam cleaning. This is a process much like carpet cleaning, where a handheld steam cleaner injects hot solution into the grout and extracts the dirt and soap out of the grout. This will make your gray and dark grout sparkle like new. It really is quite remarkable. The hardest part of this process is finding the company that does it. It works on the nastiest kitchen grease or shower mold. It also works wonders on your tile floors where repeated mopping and kitchen grease has embedded grime and darkness into your grout. Steaming will make it sparkle. And don't forget, if you're working in the shower, re-caulk afterwards. That caulk that came with your home 15 years ago has long since dried and separated. If it turns pink in the shower or has black spots, get a razor blade and a tube of white latex caulk, cut out the old, and squeeze a nice even bead around your sink or toilet base. Wipe it away with a damp towel. In the shower, use a clear silicone. If you're not handy enough, no problem. A handyman can knock it out in no time for cheap, and man, will your bathroom thank you afterwards. Well, and by the way, so will your buyers. Speaking of grease, take a look at your stove and vent hood. Odds are, you've not cleaned underneath the wire filters recently. Most of us don't. But every time you turn on your hood, air, dust, and grease are passing through those filters. Put them in the dishwasher along with your metal cooktop grates and wash them. If they don't come clean, consider buying new ones. They're not expensive. It makes a world of difference for both sight and smell. If you have the old style, non-sealed burners, another part you might want to consider replacing the little tin pans under the grill. A clean piece of foil is lame. Don't do it. What is this, college apartment? Take the first step and look at your oven racks. If you've used them with a self-cleaning feature, those racks and the stainless steel, all the shine has come off, and they're going to be difficult to slide and may even look a little dusty or rusty. If this is the case, buy new ones. They're not super expensive. I mean, the more expensive unit you have, the more expensive the grates, but they're not super expensive, and you can make your oven look a lot newer inside. And I'm not making this stuff up. Buyers look at this. The nicer every detail looks, the more move-in ready your home appears. That is real value to a potential buyer, and believe it or not, they're willing to pay for that. One area that's missed a lot are the outlets and switch plates. I have a seller right now who has the cleanest home on the planet. I mean, really, she's really clean. One of her tricks is Clorox wipes. She uses these on the switches and outlets. If you take a moment and look at the top of your switch plate covers, the switches themselves, you'll probably see a small dark line of dust. You should clean this. Try a dry brush first and see if it does the trick, and then wipe it with a wet cloth or Clorox cleaner. It's a little easier if you get the first layer off first. Here's the thing. Often when you turn the light switch on to clean in the room, you don't notice the dust on the light switch. That's because it's usually in the off position when you see the dust, but not in the on position when you're going to clean. So flip the light switch off, maybe use a flashlight or something if it's a dark room, and wipe it clean. That way you can tell it's really clean. Switch plates and switches, really interesting, but it's really true. Every realtor will tell you to have your windows and screens done, but don't forget the tracks. This is especially true for lower windows that sometimes get hit by outside sprinklers. The dust in the tracks becomes grimy, gritty, there's sludge, and if you have a dog, it will often have dog hair in there too. I mean, this is totally gross, and you may not have even noticed it. This is some tedious work, but do it. And you'll save yourself some money. You'll make yourself some money. You'll put some money in your pocket. On the topic of dust, be sure you dust your light fixtures, your ceiling fan blades, and the tops of your door jams, and behind things like plants, TVs, pictures, inside bathroom drawers and medicine cabinets. Hair in the brush drawer is not saying buy me to any prospective buyer. Hello? And neither is a rusty old medicine cabinet. You can replace this easily. Really, you say? Yeah, really. If you think for 1 minute that not doing this won't enhance your home, then you really need to do it, because if you don't think it matters, you've never done it. It matters. Remember, the thinking is, if you got a super clean home, then you probably have maintained the integral parts and components of your home too, like the AC and the roof. When a home looks neglected on cleaning, it often portends to other neglect. That will cost the future homeowner big money down the road. Remove this potential objection, you'll sell faster, and you'll net more money. This is not rocket science, folks. This is real estate. Shower doors and enclosures are often a problem. This can be a little tricky if you have really hard water, like I do. Calcium deposits can be impossible to clean and can even etch your enclosure. This means you may need to buy a new glass enclosure, and this can cost $1,000, $1,500 or more. But we're talking about a relatively small amount of money in the big picture, and if your buyer looks at your nasty shower door hinges, their immediate reaction is going to be, I need to remodel the bath. Cha-ching! They'll want a big remodel discount for your price. Off your price. I mean, that's a big deal, right? I mean, you don't want to have to pay for their discount because they negotiate a lower price because you didn't do some small maintenance trick. I mean, this is what we're talking about. That's not to say if your bath needs to be remodeled, a new shower door or enclosure are going to save the day, but if your bath is otherwise in decent shape and it's just the corners are gross and the glass is impossible to clean, the calcium's stuck on there, spend the money, get the new glass. $1,000 out of pocket to potentially make thousands, that's money well spent. Carpet cleaning, carpet stretching, carpet patching. If you can't afford or just won't do it, replacing your carpet, and I'm assuming it's not entirely hideous. I mean, if it's shag olive colored or was pink and now it's like bleached white, you may need one. You may need to replace your carpet. And then no matter what you do, you need to replace your carpet. But at least have it cleaned. If it's buckling, have it stretched. And by the way, if there's a stain, get a carpet guy to cut a piece out from somewhere else and patch it. It at least buys you some appearance. Many times you can steal one from the closet or another room to patch with. And while buying a new bit to put in its place is next to impossible, finding one inside your home is not. Especially if it's in a closet where you can put a new piece in and it's not going to be obvious that it's not the same carpet elsewhere. But an ink or a bleach stain or a pet stain in an obvious place is going to cost you. So if you won't replace it, at least patch it. Pets. How we love our pets. But pets smell. Make sure you bathe your pets. I mean, and then go buy them new pet beds, new toys, and blankets. So often I walk into a home and it's dog city. The house is clean, but the dog bed reeks of stinky dog, and it makes the whole house smell. Buy them a nice new cedar-filled bed, and you'll thank me for it later. Heck, so will your dog. Same for your cat box. Clean your cat box daily, and change the litter often, even if you've got one of those battery-powered devices, the kind that cover the box and clumpy litter from the last generation without changing it. Change it anyway. By the way, don't forget about the landmines in the backyard. Don't wait 4 days and then do a bulk pickup or wait for the gardener to do it. If your buyer is going to walk into the backyard, it's gross. It reflects negatively on you, and worse, what if they step in it and track it into your clean home? Yikes. And don't forget to sweep regularly, especially along the wall and the corners where the dog hair gathers. Finally, about smell. Don't get plugins. They're way overpowering. Be very careful with infusers. You can buy them and they can be subtle, but if you overpower the room, the buyer's immediately going to think that you're trying to hide something. Maybe it's cigarette smoke or pet odors. Instead, pick some pleasant-smelling potpourri. Subtlety is the key when battling odor. I can go on. I can go on about cleaning tricks and tips, but I think you get the idea. Cleaning is the least expensive thing, the best thing that you can do for preparing your home for sale. Take the time, do it right, and be thorough. If you need to hire someone to do it, hire somebody. It might cost $500. But if you don't want to do it and you don't have the time, that $500 is money well spent. Don't let a little cleaning stand between you and the maximum sale proceeds you're entitled to. Failure to clean will do just that. Thanks. My name is Tim Freund. Talk to you again soon.